relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's a big issue here. So when you see a story like this, you have to think, what is the media selling? They're selling racism. You don't have to buy that story that they're selling. And that's why it's important for everybody to know these facts, because the media hides these facts from you, so you're not as good of a customer for their racism sales. And that's what this is about. So I hope people arm themselves with the facts before they go out and potentially riot.
That's not going to happen. When do rioters go out based on the facts? But we appreciate it, Jesse. When is Jesse going to get in trouble like Tucker? I think he's hemorrhaging advertisers because he's another truth teller. Jesse, Greg, Tucker, very few left at Fox. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and I'm the host of America First on Salem Radio, as well as something called the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. We just had our first episode of the show every Sunday. You do not want to miss it. We're already planning episode two, and it's going to be a barnstormer. 7 p.m. Eastern, re-airing 10 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. And guys, don't tell me you don't have cable. Don't tell me your cable carrier doesn't have Newsmax. Newsflash about Newsmax. It's free on your app. Download the app on your phone, on your tablet. You can watch it live for free. No excuses. And you won't regret it. Okay, Tucker, what were you saying, Jeff? You're noticing that advertise a little bit of a squeeze for Tucker?
Guessing, it seems like it to me. A lot of long blocks, a lot of long monologues.
So less adverts and not a big variety of advertisers?
Yes.
Not a good sign. Maybe that's why they're plugging his Fox Nation stuff. Why? Why is he in trouble? Well, because, you know, he tells the truth. This is the latest one to get him in trouble. Cut 11, Eric. Play cut.
That's not a slur. It's not a guess. We know it because they brag about it constantly. The left becomes unhinged if you point out that American voters are being replaced by Democratic Party loyalists from other countries. You're absolutely not allowed to say that. But they're allowed to say that, and they do. They say it all the time. They've done studies on it, written long books about it, talked about it endlessly on television, often in the ugliest racial terms. They're not ashamed at all. They don't think they have to be ashamed. In the fall of 2018, a columnist for the New York Times wrote a piece that was literally entitled, "We Can Replace Them." In case you wondered who the them was, the column told you explicitly. Thanks to demographic change, the author noted with hearty approval, the state of Georgia will soon be controlled by Democrats. Quote, "The potential is there. Georgia is less than 53% non-Hispanic white," end quote. Again, that's a New York Times columnist. It's not some QAnon blogger. They tell you that demographic replacement is an obsession on the right. No, it's not. They say it's some horrifying right-wing conspiracy theory. The right is obsessed with it. No, the left is obsessed with it. In fact, it's the central idea of the modern Democratic Party. Demographic replacement is their obsession because it's their path to power.
It's not a theory. It's not some wacky QAnon garbage. They admit it. The left is proud of it. It is called the replacement strategy. Illegal aliens to replace the indigenous community who doesn't always vote for the Democrat Party. And it's not just columnists for the New York Times. Outside of the White House, the Secretary of State is the most senior diplomat in the United States. Right now, he's a complete low-T beta male called Tony Blinken, who was bitch-slapped. Yes, bitch-slapped by the communist Chinese at the Anchorage summit, who used BLM talking points to his face, and he did nothing. Well, he was on Chuck Todd's show at the weekend, and he was asked about priorities in the Biden Department of State. Is it slave labor camps in China? Is it Russia encircling the Ukraine? Is it the renuclearization of Iran? No. 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 Video cut 13. Tony, don't call me a cuckold, Blinken.
Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, a former CIA officer, she's asked the State Department to start to designate additional overseas white supremacist groups. We know that there's some international white supremacist groups around there, and designate them as foreign terrorist organizations. Is that something you're looking at?
We're looking across the board at the increasing danger posed by white supremacist groups around the world. And this is a growing problem and a growing challenge. So it's something we're looking at, and we'll have to decide how we can be most effective for our part in dealing with the problem.
Okay, this is for you, Tony. I didn't host the show yesterday because I had the honor to go back to Fort Bragg, an organization, a command I've been associated with for a long time, especially the Q course. Relax, Tinfoil Hat Brigade, okay? The qualification course of the SWCC school, the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School, where you become a Green Beret if you've got what it takes. And for years now, I've briefed the young officers who are vying to get their Green Beret on the threat environment, most often jihadism, whether it was the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or what have you. Yesterday, I went to brief them on the idea we reintroduced in the Trump administration of the return of grand power competition, realpolitik, geostrategic competition, as was now reinvigorated. What does that mean? It means that we have real enemies. And it's not white supremacist, you cretin, you cowering hack of a politically correct snowflake, Tony Blinken. It's China. It's Russia. It's Iran. It's proxy actors like Hezbollah. It's cyber warriors. And it's communists. Whether they're in North Korea or on the streets of Minneapolis or Portland. I had an amazing time with the 36 young captains. Very frank discussion. And I'll just share with you one thing. Morale is not good. Morale is not good amongst our fighting forces. Because they've lost Donald Trump as their commander-in-chief. And they have a senile, incompetent old man who's reading politically correct talking points about maternity flight suits and new haircuts for the females in the military. But I'll share with you what a member of the cadre said, the instructing staff. And I want you to think about it hard. One of the things they instill in these young officers is the importance of the truth. They are told that should they be on an assignment somewhere like Washington, D.C., where the swamp creatures are many, if they run up against political correctness that demands that they dilute the truth, they hold their tongue. They are told, don't. Nothing is worth lying about the future of our nation and the threats we face. Even if it costs your job, he said, it's okay. These are young men who've donned the cloth of the Republic to fight, to bleed, and possibly to die for you and your family. And the least you can do is to have their commitment to the truth reflected in what you do. I recognize every single one of the young men I met yesterday, the instructing staff, and all who have gone through the Q course at the JFK School. God bless you all. You are an example to all Americans. Next up, the president's former attorney, Jenna Ellis, on the attempt to pack the Supreme Court. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you haven't done so already, please support our sponsors, especially Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, another truth teller who they are trying to crush. Go straight to his website because you're a friend. He'll give you up to 66% off if you use my name. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. But even if you keep your accounts, you don't have to give big tech websites access to your data. That's why I chose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then selling your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/GORKA. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA. expressvpn.com/Gorka to protect your data today.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say it, not here. Welcome back, dear friends. It's a big day for big announcements. So excited to be back in the studio. Thanks again to Jen and for Grant for covering for me yesterday while I went to see the boys in Bragg. Every time she's in studio, we learn from her. She fought for President Trump. She is always, always cleaving to the truth. We love her when she's on the show. Jenna Ellis, welcome back to America First.
So great to be here. Thank you.
Court packing, it's bad, right?
Yeah, of course it is.
So tell us, we need to know, why do we need a commission to tell us that this thing is bad?
We don't need a commission. We even have Joe Biden saying back in the early 80s that it is a bonehead idea.
Bonehead idea.
And that this is fully partisan. And let's just dispel the myth. Trump, with his 200-plus judges, did not court pack. Putting judges in vacancies is simple math. When you have a seat and that is filled by a judge, the judge retires or leaves for any other reason, you have a vacant seat. You fill it. That is not adding seats. So court packing is this idea of adding seats. But here's the key, though, Seb. I think that conservatives need to be really, really careful not to just slam the whole idea of judicial reform. So this commission is obviously not bipartisan. It's not for conserving the idea of the judicial branch, which is supposed to be the weakest branch of government. But we have to be very careful not just to say, oh, every idea of judicial reform is always bad when it's coming from Democrats, and every idea of judicial reform is always good when it's coming from Republicans, because Democrats will say the exact opposite thing, right?
But so, judicial reform in this instance is just a smokescreen.
Exactly. So this is activism under the auspices of reform.
Okay.
And that's what we have to be very careful to parse here. So the idea of court packing, the idea of expanding the court, there is no set number of justices in the U.S. Constitution. We know that. It's up to Congress.
Why?
Because, so here's the interesting, and I did an hour-long podcast on the history of Article 3, by the way.
Right.
Just the Truth podcast. Everyone should listen. Because the founders intended for the judiciary to be the weakest branch, they never actually gave the permission of the court for this idea of judicial supremacy, this idea that precedent would be binding to the entire country, not just the parties. And so they didn't see that this would be really that big of a deal. The Anti-Federalists actually saw this flaw in the original design of the Constitution. You can read Anti-Federalist 15. Those are all really important. But in the traditional sense, in the original sense that the Constitution was advocated for by the founders, the judicial branch, including the Supreme Court, was supposed to be the weakest, and they were only supposed to review different conflicts and controversies that specific individual parties would bring them. And so there was no set number. Now, that, because it's become a flaw, that's where reform can actually and probably should actually take place.
So what needs to be fixed?
So what needs to be fixed is this idea of judicial supremacy, that we are now ruled by not only tech oligarchs, but the oligarchy of the 9 sitting robed justices. So whether that's term limits, but that's one potential solution. But also, I think that there needs to be a mechanism to vacate the precedential value of a Supreme Court opinion when it runs controversial to the U.S. Constitution.
With what kind of mechanism? If we have a Supreme Court, where are you going to have that vacation discussion occur?
So that can be in a number of different ways. It could be with the either the majority or the supermajority of either Congress or the state legislatures. Because if we look at actually amending the Constitution, those are the two mechanisms the founders provided. There are a number of different ways to do that. Now, importantly, the decision itself would still be binding on the parties, because we have to have a court of last resort, final arbitration on the merits. But in terms of the precedential value, if you look at something like, let's just take Roe versus Wade, this whole idea that the Supreme Court can tell the states what they can and cannot mandate in terms of abortion, that's, we clearly know that's a state issue under the powers in the U.S. Constitution. So why is the Supreme Court able to say that to the states? Well, they shouldn't be allowed to. So if the states all got together and said, okay, by either two-thirds of the states, we're in the state legislatures, we are going to vote to vacate the precedential value.
Can I, there's a new show on Newsmax called Reality Check. Can I give you a reality check? We couldn't even get 4 GOP legislatures to do their duty in the last election, which we can now talk about because we're not on YouTube. So the idea that you get two-thirds of the states, or half of them even, it's a pipe dream, isn't it, Jenna?
Well, it's something that it assumes that our government would be operating legitimately. And yes, and you're laughing.
That's a serious assumption.
And I think your reality check is totally fair. But I think if we're actually proposing legitimate reforms, we have to first reform the frickin' GOP. Right?
Agreed.
But here's my other
reality check. We talked to Jenna Ellis. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter and on Instagram. She's with Real America's Voice. She's got the podcast, The Truth.
Just the Truth.
And maybe announcing something about another platform soon. I don't know. Maybe she could do it on my show. Stay tuned. 9 p.m. Sundays, Newsmax, the Gawker reality check. But let me just take it back to, you know, square one. Why are we talking about any of this in good faith?
But the other side isn't. So
when and they never will.
No, they never will. This is completely a smokescreen, like you said, to advance a rubber stamp on the two political branches. Yeah, right. They want to completely nullify the judicial branch to just say these are activist judges who will look the other way and will allow this socialist, partisan, leftist, crazy agenda to be moving through. That's what the Biden Commission is all about. And so we can and should absolutely reject that. But what I want to be careful with as genuine conservatives, we shouldn't completely throw out the entire notion of judicial reform. We just need to be very careful how we couch it. And we need to tell Biden, listen, if you want to approach this in good faith, one, it's laughable that you think this is a bipartisan commission. It's not. And second, if you're proposing solutions that simply allow you more power grab, this should never come from the executive.
Larry Tribe is on the commission. I mean, can we just have a sanity check? Larry Tribe, the most insane radical leftist, quote unquote, legal scholar in America. I mean, he's the Noam Chomsky of legal departments, is he not?
And why are none of the of President Trump's 1776 commission?
You mean the ones that were fired the day Joe Biden?
Exactly.
Became
why are
president?
None of them? If Biden and his handlers really wanted a bipartisan commission, why are people like Michael Ferris not on that commission? Why are people who are legitimate conservative constitutional scholars not on there? So it's laughable.
I like this phrase, Biden and his handlers. I think we have to co-opt that with permission from Jen Ellis.
Of course.
Because it's true. It's Biden and his handlers, because he's not running the country. Okay,
it's just Biden TM at this point. It's like the corporation of Biden. It's not even him.
The stalking horse. He's just the front man. He isn't the president of the United States in any meaningful sense of the word. Okay, so where can people follow everything that you do?
Follow me on all social media at Jenna Ellis ESQ. I'm back to almost a million, so I'm up at like about 850,000 on Twitter.
Don't worry. As soon as you get close, then they'll start taking them
away.
Well,
you know, I'm yes, because you're at a million, and I'm trying to get there.
I was at a million
there,
twice.
So, yes,
that's
I know.
How it works.
So,
you know, you get
so go
there.
And then also follow Just the Truth podcast anywhere you stream your podcast, and listen to the one on the truth about judicial reform.
We need some reform, but not in the form of this political smokescreen, this bad faith exercise from Biden and his handlers. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Live streaming, but not on YouTube. And go to sebgorka.com now. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? If that's the case, now is the time to try this 100% drug-free product, Relief Factor. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting daily relief from their pain, me included, from this remarkable product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And you can find out for yourself if it works for you like it does for Debrin from Massachusetts. Debrin says, I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear her words? My hip pain is gone. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Call them. Don't delay. 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning, evening, just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of that 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debrin, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it now. relieffactor.com.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It would be hard to imagine a better guest to end the show with today, especially after my experience yesterday amongst the soon-to-be Snake Eaters, those 36 young captains about to become Green Berets. My visit to Fort Bragg is a reminder of what it means to be an American, the rugged individualism upon which our republic was founded. And we're going to talk to a man who's written about that more than once. He is the author of the national bestseller, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth, and his new book from my publishers. It's got to be good. It's Regnery. It's Grow Up. Life isn't safe, but it's good. Dr. Everett Piper, welcome to America First.
Oh, thank you so much, Sebastian. I'm honored to be on your show.
So first things first, somebody asked me, I had a listener to the show last week call in. And he asked the question I was shocked by. He said, what is this woke thing you keep talking about? And I asked the listener, don't you have the internet? And the gentleman said, no. So could you explain to maybe those who aren't familiar with why we talk about it all the time and why it's the subject of your writings and your lectures? What is a snowflake, Dr. Piper?
Well, just look at the news, watch the news, listen to you, listen to Prager, listen to Shapiro, or anybody else that has their ear to the wall of culture, and you hear about these students at Berkeley and Brown and every place in between that are calling for safe spaces.
Right.
They're canceling any speaker that says something they don't like. They're talking about trigger warnings and microaggressions. And they think education is supposed to be safe, that they shouldn't be challenged, they should be comforted, and that their character is not as important as them just being coddled and taken care of. And I wrote in Daycare that back in 2017 that that's not what the Academy is supposed to be about. But I also warned back then when I wrote Not a Daycare that when you abandoned truth as the measuring rod of those things that are going to be debated and discussed and disagreed upon, then you're going to have power rise to the ultimate standard of what's right and wrong. And those people with the most power, the snowflakes, will silence everybody else. But they won't stay at Berkeley and Brown. They're going to graduate. They're going to enter our corporations. And here we see it today. Some 5 years later, we have fact checkers that used to be on those campuses now trying to cancel you, cancel me, and cancel anybody else that they disagree with. That is a dangerous place for any society to be.
Yeah. Perfect timing. I don't think he knows about what happened to us on Friday. Yes, indeed. Those liberals, the tolerant individuals at the Google-owned YouTube channel, terminated our account and our live stream. But it's okay, because there's a company called Rumble that respects the First Amendment, and they're not snowflakes. Now, let's talk about the subtitle or the subheading of your book, Grow Up. We're talking to Dr. Everett Piper, the recipient in 2016 of the Jean Kirkpatrick Award. That speaks for itself. You have this phrase, life isn't safe, but it's good. What is the connection to a certain character in one of the best children's stories out there by C.S. Lewis?
I'm glad you got the connection. Some people don't get that. C.S. Lewis tells us in the Chronicles of Narnia that the great lion Aslan is not safe, but he's good. So the Christ figure in this children's series is not safe, but he's good. We need to think about that. In other words, Lewis elevates goodness above safety, that Jesus Christ himself is not safe, but he's good.
Is the message of Christianity safety?
No.
No.
The church isn't safe. It's good. The Academy isn't safe, but it's good. The Ivory Tower isn't safe, but it's good. The Constitution isn't safe, but it's good. Freedom, liberty is not safe, but it's good. And the snowflake culture, the cancel culture, has elevated safety above goodness. And Lewis also tells us, if you put first things first, you'll get both the first and the second. But if you get your priorities wrong and put second things above first things, you're not going to get either. And because our culture has elevated safety above goodness, we find ourselves now, look at the COVID reaction. We are cowering as a nation just because we'd rather be safe than free. We have bowed the knee to the threat of disease, and we've given up everything, our goodness for the sake of this false priority of safety. That is not acting like an adult. That is acting like a child.
Yeah. It's a fabulously timed book, needed now more than ever. The book is Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good, by Dr. Everett Piper. Follow him now on Twitter, Dr. Everett Piper, E-V-E-R-E-T-T, Piper, P-I-P-E-R. We're going to continue the discussion about why life is good, but not safe. Here on America First, momentarily, we are coming to you from the ReFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
From executive producer, the inventor of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, comes his new movie, Church People, starring Thor Ramsey, Stephen Baldwin, Donald Faison, and Joey Fatone. Check it out today at salemnow.com. It's the story of a youth pastor who's set down on the wrong path by the leaders of his church in a potentially blasphemous stunt that could get all of them in deep, deep trouble. You'll be laughing out loud, and you'll also appreciate the true message of Church People, which is the gospel is enough. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for extra savings. That's Mike Lindell's new comedy, Church People. You can stream it at salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. He is the author of a brand new book. It's about being an adult in an age of snowflakes and wokery. Former president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, he is Dr. Everett Piper. Dr. Piper, let me start with the really tough question. How badly are the grown-ups losing this cultural battle?
Well, we obviously are in a war.
See the pause? Did you catch that? That deep sigh, that meditative pause. Sorry.
We're in a culture war. There's no question. Anyone that denies it has his head stuck in the ground.
Right.
So, but how badly are the adults losing? I don't know. But what I do know is there's victory if we behave properly. And how do you behave properly? You start teaching the right beliefs, the right ideas. If it's true, if the age-old axiom, garbage in, garbage out, is true, and I believe it is, that's what got us to this mess in the first place. Teach narcissism, you're going to get narcissists.
Yeah.
Teach self-absorption, you're going to get a culture of self-absorbed people. They're going to graduate. They're going to take control of your boardrooms and your corporations, your churches, and your schools. And that's where we are. So what's the solution? The solution is to teach goodness rather than safety. The solution is to teach natural law rather than narcissism. The solution is maybe just consider teaching some self-evident truths that are endowed to us by our Creator, rather than the self-absorption and selfish focus of the snowflakes and the cancel culture. If we, meaning those people that recognize the goodness of freedom and liberty, rise up and do what Churchill did, fight on the beaches, fight in the air, fight on the streets, never, never, never give up, we will win. And the reason I know we will win is because Jesus promised us that the gates of hell itself cannot prevail against his church. The truth shall make you free. Opinions and feelings always lead to bondage and slavery. Truth sets us free. Every despot in history knew that opinions could enslave people. Hitler knew that. Pol Pot knew that. Robespierre knew that. Opinions always lead to slavery and bondage. Truth sets people free. Teaching those self-evident truths, the revelation of God versus the relative feelings of snowflakes, is the solution to this problem.
The book is Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good, by Dr. Everett Piper, with amazing endorsements, not only by Mike Huckabee, Cal Thomas, but my Salem colleague, Dennis Prager. Okay, so here's another tough question for you. Can we do anything? So my children are grown. they were assailed by the wokery, by the snowflakery in high school. My time in the White House, I think, disabused them of any concept that the left had a relationship with the truth. What do you say to those parents who say, I've got a 16-year-old and I've lost them? What can they do?
Ask good questions. Yes. Do what Jesus did. Follow his style of apologetics. We have the Word made flesh and dwelling among us. God incarnate himself. He probably could have won the debate, right? He knew the answer. But what did he often do in the face of an adversary? Almost always, the scriptures tell us, that he just asked a question and then he shut up and let the worldview of his opponent implode.
Whether it was the Pharisees, whether it was Pontius Pilate, he asked a question and everything shattered around them.
So ask the good questions of our culture today. Expose the lies. Questions like, do you really think we ought to be judging people by the color of their skin rather than the content of their character?
Wow.
Can you tolerate my intolerance? Do you really hate hateful people? Ask these rhetorical questions that expose the duplicity of the woke left, of the childish attitude of cancel culture. They can't answer them. They'll saw off the branch upon which they sit. They'll come tumbling down. Their worldview will implode. And then you can pick up the pieces and help them make sense of it.
And your message, so today's theme from the top of the show, has been courage to stand up for the truth. What is your message, Dr. Piper, to those who see themselves as conservatives, but who really have been intimidated and who say it's not worth it for me to tell the truth publicly?
Oh, it is worth it. Here's the thing. Be willing to lose in order to win. If you're not willing to lose something or everything, you'll never win. Here's the point. Wave the banner. Wave the banner of the truth. And wave it boldly and proudly. And if you win waving that banner, great, that's God's grace. But if you lose waving that banner of integrity, of courage, of truth, of beauty, of goodness, if you lose waving that banner, who cares? Be willing to go down fighting. Never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Fight on the beaches. Fight in the air. Fight on the shores. Fight. Get a spine. And then trust the words of Christ that the gates of hell will not win.
If it's worth fighting for, it is paradoxically also worth losing the fight here on earth. Because, as he says, we have already won. Well, I haven't read the book, but I can't wait. I now want to put this at the top of my pile next to my bed to read every night. It's Grow Up, Life Isn't Safe, But It's Good, by Dr. Everett Piper. You can follow him on Twitter, at Dr. Everett Piper, formerly Oklahoma Wesleyan University president for 17 years, and also previously the author of the best-selling Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. It's time for all of us to be grown-ups and to encourage our fellow Americans to be grown-ups as well. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
It is all too easy to forget. It's quite a remarkable thing. We take it for granted, don't we? I mean, if you're a Christian, let me ask you the easy question. What's the symbol of your faith? Well, it's a cross, correct? Now, what is that cross? Is it just a convenient symbol? Where does it derive from? It derives from a method of execution used in various cultures, but associated most commonly with the Roman Empire. Is a way that thieves, rebels, and escaped slaves were killed by the authority of the Roman Empire, nailed to a piece of wood, with your arms outstretched in such a way that you can't properly breathe, you can't lift your chest to breathe properly because your arms are pinned, your feet are pinned. And what happens over the course of hours, sometimes days, is you slowly suffocate. You drown in your own fluids. It's horrific. Utterly barbaric. It makes the guillotine look delightful by comparison. But that's the symbol of our faith. Imagine if a religion had as their symbol the electric chair or a pair of handcuffs. It's interesting, isn't it? But why that symbol? Because it is the best summary, the encapsulation of what we believe in. That our Lord, our God, came to earth and took human form to do what? To save us. To rectify our relationship through no dint of our own good works. We didn't deserve it. That he died for us on the cross to save us and take our sins upon himself. So if anybody tells you that life is meant to be safe, or being a Christian is a life of being wrapped up in cotton wool and swaddling, tell them they have no idea what they're talking about. Life isn't safe, but to quote our last guest, it's good because he is good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.